And the patterns are objective, impersonal. The implications of this are mind-boggling. It means that everything you've thought of as individual about you isn't. It means you've never done anything, been anything, thought anything, felt anything. There's no aspect of you that is in any way individual. It's all part of a pattern. Every aspect is part of its own pattern. And the patterns are objective. The patterns are just what they are. And there's a certain number of patterns. They're not endless. And you have this one or that one when it comes to this, and when it comes to something else, you have this one or that one. And everything that can be done, can be lived, can be behaved, has a particular set of patterns that goes with it. So you live out the pattern, or you act out the pattern, or you do the pattern, or you think the pattern, or whatever it is. And it absolutely isn't yours. It's community property. Belongs to all humans, belongs to the species. So the most serious implication, as far as I'm concerned, is everything you thought was individually you isn't. It's general. It's a predetermined pattern that you take on. And you can change patterns. You can adapt a pattern. There's variations on a theme, but even that isn't individual, because the variations are patterned. So you may have thought you were an individual. I'm saying you're not. You're a set of patterns. The whole idea of individual, which is so stressed in Western culture, and particularly this country, is absolute fiction. Complete nonsense. There's no individual anything. We're exactly like pine trees. Have you ever seen a pine tree? You've seen one, you've seen them all. We don't notice a big individual difference between this pine tree and that pine tree. One is bigger, one is smaller. Other than that, they all look alike to our eyes.
They can tell a difference between them.
Right. So that's how we are. We see big differences. We look at a room full of people, we look at 10 different people, we see big differences. But if a pine tree was looking at those 10 people, they'd all look exactly the same. So we're no different than the pine trees. Now, it's easy for us to accept the notion that a pine tree lives a pattern. It's a genetic pattern, it's a certain kind of a life system, has to do with roots in the ground and the right conditions and the right nutrients and the right amount of water and the right amount of sunshine, and doesn't bother us, and we don't have any trouble looking at it as, oh, that's just a pattern. All pine trees, they're not really any individual pine trees. They're living out a pattern that's called pine tree. Certain conditions exist, then you get a pine tree. Well, guess what? Same for you. This whole malarkey you've been sold about individual, you're an individual, be an individual, absolute crap.